If you have joined us in worship the past two Sundays, then you've been a part of our post-Easter sermon series on John's Gospel, chapter 21. The first week, Dr. Harnish preached on gone fishing, and last week he preached on breakfast on the beach. If you missed those sermons, you're welcome to pick up a copy of his sermons in the Northex home in worship. Today, we conclude our post-Easter sermon series on John chapter 21 with Feed My Sheep. Will you please pray with me? Lord, we come to you this morning seeking to be moved and changed and made whole. We come this morning in worship, seeking to be inspired and nurtured. We come seeking to connect to you and to one another in Christian community. May we be nurtured by the words of Scripture as we gather in this place. Lord, may the words I speak be words from you. In Christ's name, amen. So the location is Galilee at the Sea of Tiberias, and the time is about a week or so after Jesus is resurrected from the grave. Following the miracle of resurrection, Peter suggests to the disciples that they get back to their everyday routine, and so he suggests that they might go fishing. So here we are on the beach with some of his disciples following the resurrection, and Jesus decides to make an appearance on that beach. And after finding out that the fishing expedition that they have gone on has been an epic failure, Jesus makes the suggestion that they drop their nets to the right side of the boat. They might have better luck there. Well, with joy, the disciples discover that Jesus may be the son of a carpenter from Nazareth, but evidently he also knows a thing or two about fishing. Because apparently, they have pulled in 153 fish, to be exact. Jesus invites them for breakfast on the beach. And so, over a charcoal-burning fire with baked fish and fresh bread, conversation sets the tone of that early morning with Jesus. Having gone fishing and enjoyed breakfast on the beach, this conversation unfolds from John's Gospel. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." A second time, Jesus said to Simon, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." "Then tend my sheep." Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Now, Peter felt very hurt because he'd asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he had said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." So he said to him, "Feed my sheep and follow me." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Perhaps if I turn on my microphone, you'll hear me a little bit better. So we've moved from going fishing to having breakfast on the beach. And now this gospel lesson is centered upon a conversation between Jesus and Peter. Now Peter is also known as Simon Peter. He's also nicknamed the Rock. If you remember, by trade, Peter was a fisherman. He was also the first disciple called by Jesus into the ministry along with his brother. Peter was the disciple that began to walk on water following Jesus and then suddenly sank as he realized what he was doing. Peter was also that disciple that denied Jesus three times before the cock crowed. So here we have a conversation with Peter and Jesus, and it seems very repetitive. I think that's intentional. Three times Jesus asks Peter a question, and three times Peter responds with a similar answer. With each answer that Peter gives, Jesus' instruction is to feed his lambs, to tend his sheep. Now, the conversation that morning on the beach over charcoal broiled fish and bread was an invitation for Peter to put what he believed into practice. If he loved Jesus, then he was supposed to respond with action, if he truly loved him. So why does this conversation seem repetitive? Well, I think that Jesus had an important message to say, and it took him three times to really hear it. Do we understand what the message is that Jesus has to say to us? Do we really understand what it means to feed his sheep and attend his lambs? When I joined the staff here in July, one thing was evident. First United Methodist Church is a church that is very active in mission and service. With the Missions Committee that supports missions locally and nationally and globally, with the Hunger Committee that supports different hunger ministries and active church and society ministry, we are a church that's very committed to mission and service. I mean, just to name a few, last August our church was part of South Oakland Shelter, hosting a rotating shelter for individuals that are temporarily homeless. We had a chance for fellowship and breaking of bread, and community was built. Our church also participated in October for the Hands for Detroit initiative, where 1,000 United Methodists served as the hands and feet of Christ in the city of Detroit. Lives were changed. Hope was found. And even in February, I was part of the mission team to Costa Rica, where we served at the Methodist Children's Home, working on the construction team as we worked on the children's home that's soon to be completed. And even this summer, our church will support college-age interns at the Baldwin Center in Pontiac, as together they learn about feeding and clothing and empowering and educating people in the community of Pontiac. And next week, in a week and a half or so, we're going to have the spring rummage sale. You see, our church is very committed to mission, whether it's mission teams or it's serving locally. Our congregation serves within the walls and around the world. Now, the invitation to serve was extended to Peter with a simple question. Do you love me? And it's our job to answer that question, too. So Jesus asks us, First United Methodist Church of Birmingham, do you love me? If so, go serve at CAS. Jesus asks, First United Methodist Church, do you love me? Then support Art and Soul. First United Methodist Church, do you love me? Then support the Sacks for Souls ministry. The opportunities to serve God at this church are endless. The need is always present, and the invitation is always open. As Jesus had breakfast on the beach with his disciples, and as he engaged in the conversation with Peter, the world was truly changed. For in that moment, Jesus taught his disciples that to be a true follower meant to not just believe, but to behave a certain way, to put their belief into action. To live a life of faith means to putting our faith into practice. John Wesley would summarize the Christian faith as loving God and loving neighbor. It's that greatest commandment that Jesus gave his disciples. Wesley was a man that was grounded in the belief that Christians are to practice works of piety and works of mercy. Works of piety being prayer and worship and celebrating Holy Communion. And works of piety and just works of mercy being those acts of compassion, those acts of justice. From our Wesleyan tradition, United Methodists today have a very strong understanding that believing is not just enough, but that the faith calls us forward to give a response to serve a mission, to support the South Oakland Shelter, to serve at CAS, to be a part of Hands for Detroit, to serve with Art and Soul. Our faith calls us forward with a response. To feed his lambs and to tend his sheep. So First United Methodist Church, do you love me? Feed my lambs. First United Methodist Church, do you love me? Tend my sheep. First United Methodist Church, do you love me? Feed my sheep. The invitation is open and Christ is waiting for your response. May it be so. Amen.